All right, good evening. Parshas Baaloscha. So I'd like to share a Svas Emes with you today, a comment from the Svas Emes, and to frame it, we need to learn a few psukim, the story of the inverted nuns, which surround various calamities which befall the Jewish people. Let's take a look at the calamity both before and after, set the table, and then take a look at this Svas Emes. So the Torah begins, it's really quite towards the end of the parasha. The Torah tells us, Vayisu mehar Hashem derech shloshes yamim. After having been at Har Sinai for nearly over a year, it's time to leave. It's time for the Jews to move on, head towards Eretz Yisrael. Vayisu mehar Hashem. And they traveled from the Har Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yamim, a journey of 3 days, Va'aron Bris Hashem Noseya Lifnehem. And the Aron traveled before them. Rashi and the Ramban both discuss here exactly what that means, that the Aron traveled before. We know the Aron actually was in the center of the camp. The 12 tribes were surrounding the outer edges of the camp, and then the Levim surrounded the Aron. The Aron was in the middle. So what does it mean that the Aron traveled before them? Rashi says that it was a second Aron which held the broken Luchos. The Ramban says it just means it was quite towards the front. It wasn't actually leading them, not for our issue tonight. But either way, the Aron is, so to speak, guiding them for this 3-day journey, Lasur Lahem Menuchah, to seek out for them an appropriate place to rest, as they, meaning to encamp in their first stop after their 3-day trip. Va'anon Hashem Aleihem Yomam, the cloud of Hashem was upon them at during the day, Binasa'am Min HaMachaneh. And then we have, that little samach represents a paragraph break in the actual Sefer Torah itself. And then you see here a nun. Now on the sheet, there was no, it's actually an inverted nun, it's backwards. In the actual Sefer Torah, there's no font for an upside down nun. So when it got pasted into the document, it comes up as a regular nun. But there's actually an inverted nun that's in the Sefer Torah before the following pasuk. Vayihi ben so Aharon. It's a pasuk we're familiar with because we say it every time we take out a Sefer Torah. Vayihi ben so Aharon. And when the Aron would travel, Vayomer Moshe. Moshe would say, Kuma Hashem, arise Hashem, v'yafutzu aivecha. May your enemies disperse from before you. V'yanusu misanecha mipanecha. May your enemies flee from before you. Uvenucha yomar. When the Aron would come to rest, Moshe would say, Shuvah Hashem, revivos alfei Yisrael. Come to rest. Return Hashem upon the myriads of the Jewish people. Okay, so there's these, and then another backwards nun concludes that discussion. The Gemara mentions, we'll talk about this in a moment, that these two inverted nuns create a separate sefer almost unto itself. These two psukim of Vayihi ben so Aharon, and it surrounds, or it causes a sandwich. It is sandwiched in between the psukim which we began with, that they traveled from 3 days from the Har Hashem, from Har Sinai, and then immediately following these psukim of the inverted nuns is a complaint via Hi Ha'am Kimis Onanim. The nation became like those who were aggrieved, or those who were complainers, or about Aznei Hashem, it was evil in the ears of Hashem. Vayishma Hashem, Hashem heard their complaints. Vayicharapo, he got angry. Vatirvar bom esh, and he sent upon them a fire. Vatochal b'ktzeya machan, and it consumed those Jews at the edges of the camp. And the people cry out, Vayitzaka Amel Moshe, Vayispalel Moshe, Hashem Moshe Davins to Hashem, Vatishka Ha'esh, the fire subsides, and they call the name of the place Tav'er, because that's where the fire of Hashem went out. Let's summarize these series of 6 psukim. First, we have 2 psukim that describe the Jews traveling out of Har Sinai, Derech Shloshes Yamim, and the Aron traveling before them with a cloud upon them. Then we have these inverted nuns about the psukim, about the Aron, that when the Aron would travel, Moshe would say, Kuma Hashem, may all your enemies be dispersed from before you. And then after the inverted nuns, we have this complaint. The Gemara, let's start with Rashi. What's the Derech Shloshes Yamim? Where were they going for this 3-day journey in the beginning of this series of psukim? Says Rashi, Mehalech Shloshes Yamim Holchu Biyom Echad. They went quickly. They actually traveled 3 days. It was in 1 day's time that they traveled for 3 days. What's the rush? Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Lahachnisam La'aretz Miyad. Hashem desired to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. They needed to be in the Midbar. Why the Torah had to be given specifically in a Midbar and not in Eretz Yisrael, that's a discussion unto itself. Why Hashem saw it fit. The Midrashim speak about that at great length. Why it was specifically in the desert that we received the Torah, not in Eretz Yisrael. They needed to be there in Har Sinai for a period of time. They constructed the Mishkan. Everything is ready to go. And then they begin their journey towards Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem so desired to bring them in quickly, and had it not been for the sin of the spies, which we'll read about in next week's parsha, they would have gone right in. Except we stumbled, and it took a 40-year detour eventually to get there, but the journey started with a quickened pace. They covered 3 days' journey in 1 day's time. Now, why do we have these inverted nuns describing the psukim of Vayehi ben Soa Ha'aron at this point? So the Ramban tells us, really quoting Rashi, quoting from the Gemara, Aselo simon milfanov imila achrov. We have the simon, the sign, this inverted nun, both before those psukim and after. Lomar she'ein zem mikomo. This is not really the place for these particular psukim. They were inserted here. The Vayehi ben Soa Ha'aron uvenucha yomar. Those psukim were inserted here where they don't really belong. The Lama Kosov Khans, why were they inserted particularly here? Kede lahafsik bein puranus le puranus. To distinguish, to separate between one set of calamities and another set of calamities. There shouldn't be two calamities, two puranios, one right next to another. So to distinguish and separate them, we inserted, the Torah inserts these psukim in the middle. That is a quote from the Gemara Maseches Shabbos. However, the Ramban comments, "Velo pirish lano harav maho peronius azusha hutzrach lahafsig ba." What are we separating between? We read the psukim immediately before the first inverted nun. All it said was the Jewish people traveled from Har Sinai. They went on a 3-day journey. There's no calamity. There's no disaster. There's no tragedy. The Ramban asks, I understand the Gemara is saying we inserted these psukim here to separate something which happened before from something which happened after. We don't want those two things right next to each other. But what's so terrible about what happened before? All the Torah described was the Jewish journey, the Jews' journey from Har Sinai. Says the Ramban, I'll tell you what the pshat is in this Gemara. Aval inyan ha-medrash hazeh motzoso be'agada. There's another piece of Medrash, says the Ramban, that explains what happened in those psukim of the Jewish people journeying from Har Sinai. Shenosu me Har Sinai b'simcha. When they left Har Sinai, they did so with great joy. Kitinok haboreach mi beis hasefer. Like a child runs from school. Very descriptive language the sages use to describe in the same way when the bell rings and the kids dash out of school. It's the last place they want to be. They want to get out of there as soon as they can. That's how the Jews left Har Sinai. Why were they so quick to leave, Amru? Shema yarbe v'yitein lanu mitzvos. If we stay here longer, they said, maybe we'll get more mitzvos. Maybe he'll put more things upon us, more responsibilities, more limitations, more requirements. Quick! Get out of here when we can. Vizehu vayisu'u mehar Hashem. And that's why the language was, they traveled, they left, mehar Hashem. They left, it's as if the pasuk is saying, it was the har Hashem that they wanted to leave from. Shayamach shivasam lehasiya atzman misham. They couldn't wait to get out of there. Mipnei shehu har Hashem. Because it was the har of Hashem. Vizehu poronios harishona. That was the first calamity. Meaning we normally think of a calamity as a terrible plague, destruction, people dying. Says Ramban, in this instance, the poronios, the calamity is not that there was death and destruction. It was in the attitude that the Jews had in leaving Mitzrayim, their desire to run quickly. And the Torah did not want to have that first disaster right next to the next one, which we read about the complaints, because that second one is followed by a third. And we didn't want a three in a row. So we had to insert these nuns in between, that we should not have all of these consecutive problems. And again, the Ramban's Chiddush, based on this Medrash, Tosfos quotes this as well in Masechta Shabbos, what was the problem from leaving Har Sinai? There's nothing wrong with that. It was the way that they left Har Sinai. It should have been with such a heavy heart. This was the moment, this was the place, I should say, where they received the Torah, the greatest gift. It was the place where they had this revelation of Hashem's presence. Okay, you need to leave, time comes. But it should have been with a heavy heart. It should have been, oh, I wish we could stay. And the fact that it wasn't with that, that in itself was the problem. This is highlighted by another journey that the Jews took for 3 days in the end of the Pesach story. 7 days after they leave Mitzrayim, we have Kriyas Yamsuf. The sea splits, the Jews will think they're going to die, the water splits, they go through, everything is amazing, and they sing Oz Yashir. Immediately after Oz Yashir, Miriam leads the women in their own song, and then the very next Pasuk after Oz Yashir, they're at the other side of the Yamsuf. The Pasuk says, Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael mi Yam Suf. Hashem Moshe, Vayasa is a language of not that they traveled, but Moshe caused them to travel. Moshe caused them to travel from the Yam Suf. Vayetze el Midbar Shor, they went out to the Midbar Shor. Vayelchu Shloshes Yamim, they went for 3 days. Velo Matsumai, they couldn't find water. It's a lot of parallels. They hear Vayisu Mehar Hashem. In our Pesukim, they left from Mehar Hashem. Here they're leaving from Yam Suf, but it was that Moshe caused them to leave. Why did Moshe have to cause them to leave from Yam Suf? Rashi comments there in Chumash. Hisi'an Baal Korcham, against their will, he forced them out of the Yam Suf. Why did he have to force them to leave? She'itru Mitzrayim esuseihim b'tachshitei zov v'kesef, because the Egyptians adorned their horses and chariots with jewels and gold and silver. So when they all drowned, all the Egyptians drowned in the Yam, as they washed up ashore, this great wealth washed up in the chariots and the dead horses. In fact, the wealth that they got from the edge of the Yam Suf was even more than they took out of Mitzrayim itself. Lefikach. And therefore, Moshe's like, okay, we gotta go, guys. And everyone's like, no, there's more gold, there's more jewels, I'm not busy, I'm not finished. Hutzrach lehasian bal korcham. Moshe had to physically force them out of the Yam Suf. They wanted to stay. And the Torah almost like highlights the 3 day journey, the same language of Vayisome Har Hashem. When it came to the Bizas Mitzrayim, it came to the booty that they got at the edge of the Yam Suf from the Egyptians. The Jews didn't want to leave. They wanted to get another dollar, another gold coin, another pearl. And Moshe had to physically drag them. And when it came to leaving Har Sinai, when it came to leaving the place where they received the Torah, it was Vayisu'u. They were quick to run out. Besimcha, with great joy, they left. Like a tinok haboreach mibeis hasefer, like a child who leaves from a schoolhouse. And that is the first calamity. That's a disaster, so to speak, that the Torah doesn't want to put next to another disaster. That attitude of being quick to want to leave is something which was not a shining moment, and something, of course, that we learned from. I mentioned once before earlier this week, you know, we have this experience in our own lives all the time on, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You know, we're in shul forever. Even sometimes the regular Shabbos is known to take forever, I understand, I know, but it happens. Sometimes you're in shul and it's a long davening. And then it's over. Okay, it's time to go home. What's the attitude when we leave a place where we had a spiritual experience? The attitude when we had hopefully a beautiful davening, a rendezvous with Hashem on a Yantiv, on a Rosh Hashanah, on a Yom Kippur. Okay, it's time to go home. I understand. It's Yom Kippur. You need to break your fast. Rosh Hashanah, you have to have lunch. How do we leave shul after those moments? Like a tinok haboreach mibeis hasefer, like someone who's finally let out of a jail, a kid from school running out, I'm free, finally, it's over. Or do we appreciate this was an amazing moment, and okay, it's time to go home, I need to leave, but it was really something special, and I wish I could take it with me. There are attitudes that we learned from these episodes in Chumash that we need to apply in our own lives. Okay, that's the first episode. Then we have these inverted nuns, which describe, again, the Vayibin So'aron. What's it separating us from? From the second episode. The second episode, again, just to read quickly from the Pesukim, was Vayehi Ha'am Kimis O'ninim. The people were like aggrieved people or complainers, and it was evil in the eyes of Hashem, and Hashem sent the fire. It's a very vague Pasuk. You know, normally when the Jewish people make mistakes, and we have mistakes throughout the desert, the Torah is very clear as to what the problem was, what their complaint was about. Were they hungry? Were they thirsty? Did they want meat? Well, what was the issue? And here we have this Pesukim it's very vague. The people were complainers. They were aggrieved, and Hashem didn't like it, and He sent a fire. What did they complain about? What was going on? The Torah doesn't tell us. So the Ramban comments here as well. Well, first Rashi says, Kimis oininin, like those who were aggrieved or complainers. Lashon alila, like one who's got complaints. Mivakshim alila, they were looking for excuses. Heich lefrosh me'acharei amakom. how to separate from Hashem. Rashi picks up the fact that the Torah doesn't say what they said. It didn't matter what they said. They were complaining for the sake of complaining. They just wanted to be finished. They just wanted to be free. They didn't want to have to deal with the Ribono Shel Olam. So they complained and they were aggrieved. Why doesn't the Torah say what they said? It didn't matter what they said. It wasn't about what they said. It was simply about them looking for an excuse to complain. And it was Rah Bo'aznei Hashem, Rashi says. Hashem is kavnin shetovu be'ozim. They wanted Hashem to hear. They said, "Oy lanu, oy woe to us! Kama lubatnu bederech hazeh. How we're becoming so worn out from this journey. Shloshes yamim shaloi nachnu mi'inu ada. 3 days, and we haven't gotten any rest." They're complaining about the trip. That's what they're complaining about. Rashi learns. The Ramban says, adding a point, what's the issue with his complaint? V'hanochon be'enai, ki kasher nisrachaknu me'har Sinai. When they left Har Sinai now for the first time, Har Sinai was karov li'yishuv. Har Sinai wasn't far away from settled areas, other countries, which means that if you needed something, you can get it. If you needed whatever you need, you can go to the local Home Depot and the local half a day's journey. You get to the next country, you buy whatever you need, you come back to the Jewish camp in the desert, you're like, you weren't so far away from civilization. But now that they're journeying through the desert, they enter into Hamidbar, Agadol, Vahanara, this great, expansive, empty void of a desert. This is their first journey. They were literally pained to say, "Manase, how are we going to manage? Eich nichya, how are we going to live in this desert? Manochal, what are we going to eat? Manishte, what will we drink? Eich nisbol ha'amel v'ha'inoy, how are we going to tolerate the pain, the suffering, the difficulty of the journey? Umasai, my favorite," says Ramban, "Umasai neitzei mimen. When are we going to be finished? Like the kids in the backseat, you haven't even pulled out of the driveway yet. Are we there yet? When are we going to be there? This is taking forever. It's the first journey." And that's all they're complaining about. Says the Ramban, skipping a few lines, when the Torah discusses how they were so pained, that is their chet. Ki hayu midamrim bimar nafsham hayu rabbe nei Hashem. Why was it so evil that they're complaining like this? They should have followed after Hashem with great joy. With the gladness of heart. Meirov kol tova. Asher nasanam. Hashem has given them everything they needed. Clothing that don't wear out. The man comes from heaven. The wealth travels with it. They have everything they need. They should have traveled after him with great joy and simcha, and instead, they were like being dragged out of Har Sinai. They couldn't wait to leave Har Sinai. But then as soon as they get started, it's just one big complaint from another. And that was Rah Va'aznei Hashem. That was what was so evil, that here I've given you everything, and all you have are complaints. All you have is what's going to be, what are we going to eat, what are we going to drink, when are we going to get there? And more than that, where are we going? Going to Eretz Yisrael, that's where we're going. And all they have are complaints. On this, let's learn a Sfas Emes together. Sfas Emes says, he quotes from his grandfather, the Chidushei Harim. Sfas Emes was the second Ger Rebbe. He quotes from his grandfather, the first Ger Rebbe, the Chidushei Harim. Ki chol ha-chet, what was this chet of this misonanim, those who were complaining, those who were aggrieved? Kol ha-chet haya, mashalo he-eminu, Kihurak Litova. They did not believe that what Hashem was doing to them and for them was for their good. V'choshvu shelera asamhu. They thought it was to their detriment. Here it was, they were in Har Sinai for a long time. They had set up camp, they were comfortable, they had everything they needed, and all of a sudden it's time to travel. And they pick up their stuff, and they gather up, and they begin their journey, and it's a 3-day journey. Rashi on the Medrash again says that it was 3 days in one day, but they covered a lot of ground. And they're headed off into this great expanse. And says the Chidushei Harim, their chait was, they start complaining, like the Ramban says. Well, how are we going to manage? How's this going to be? This is terrible. It's so long. It's so tiring. We're hungry. We're thirsty. This, that, and the other. When are we there? Lo ha'eminu. They didn't believe that what Hashem was guiding them through was for their own benefit, and they thought it was a detriment to them. As Rashi says, Rashi was Kosov, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Niskavin Letova, Shiavo Mehar Le'eretz Yisrael, Maher Le'eretz Yisrael. All Hashem wanted, Rashi tells us already, is that they should get quickly to Eretz Yisrael. That's the goal here. The Kosheshah Yochol Ha'olicha Mederech Nicha, says the Chidushei Harim, Now, really, Hashem could have made it really easy for them to get from wherever they were. Hashem could do anything. So why did it have to be a difficult journey, even though he's trying to shorten it? But why did it have to be difficult? Ki hayupolemi Hashem davar. Nothing is distant from Hashem. Ach Isa, the Chiddush Hashem says an amazing thing here. Chiddush Hashem says, ki eretz Yisrael zoichen al yedei yisurin. The Gemara really says three things are acquired only through difficulties, through trials and tribulations. And one of them is Eretz Yisrael, and Torah, and Olam Haba. There are certain things that you only acquire through Yisurin. It doesn't work any other way. So Eretz Yisrael is acquired through Yisurin, through difficulties. V'lechein haya arboim shona b'amidbar. It's gonna take us 40 years to get there. Had they accepted this quickened journey with ahava, with love, they understood where they were going, even though it was a tough journey, even though it was hard, and it was a burden, this would have been enough. This would have been the difficulties that they would have had to have gone through in order to be able to acquire Eretz Yisrael. If they only would have accepted this journey, then they would have been set. This was their nisayon. That's the Chiddush Erim. The Sfas Emes comments on that. This is what we see, that the reality is Hashem praises them for following him after into the desert. Lech teich acharai ba'min, brother Navi says, you followed after me into the desert. And whenever, earlier in our parsha even, the Torah describes how they would travel. Whenever the cloud would pick itself up, the people knew it was time to travel. Whenever the cloud stopped, they knew it was time to rest. Sometimes it was a day, sometimes it was a day and a half, sometimes it was three, sometimes it was months. They never knew. Just whenever the cloud moved, they knew it was time to go. And the Torah praises the people. They followed after Hashem wherever they needed to go. Rak kol hachein hayom ha-shechashvu shuhu lira asam. But this complaint, in their first journey out into the desert, in which they viewed it as something that was bad for them, v'zehu kimis oinen in ra. That's like they were just evil complainers. Hainu lahayos nimshach, as the pasuk says, mashcheni acharecha narutza. Pull me after you, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. I will run. Pull me after you, mashcheni acharecha and narutza. Which means the goal is lihios nimshach acharav biratzon vi'ahava, to be pulled after Hashem with love, with ratzon, with our desire, our will, afilu shehaderech hu b'toyrach hu v'masa. Even though the journey that he's pulling us on, that he's leading us into, is hard, it's difficult, it's a burden, but to see mashcheni acharecha, I am following after you, Hashem, and I know sometimes that journey is difficult. Mikomoko mirova tishuka, from the beautiful desire la asos ritzono yisbarach, to fulfill Hashem's will, tzarech lios batel kol haritzono shel ha'adam. We're mevatel all of our individual desires just to follow after Hashem. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, batel ritzon chom v'pnei ritzono. One has to nullify our own desires before Hashem's desires, and all of our ratzon should be like Hashem's desire. So the Medrash says, what does it mean that we should love Hashem with all of me'odecha? So with all of our resources, the Medrash darshins, b'chol midah shemoy deilach, with every measure that Hashem gives out to us, have modelo me'od me'od. Be thankful to him for everything that he gives us. Hainu, what does that mean? Afilu be'ez poronios. Even during times of difficulties, of suffering, yehi mole ahavas Hashem, we should be filled with the love of Hashem kishem is boinein, when we understand shekach ritzono. That is Hashem's desire for us, whatever it is that we are experiencing. And kishechal tshukas ha'odom ba'olam, when we understand that to shuk of a person, the desire of a person is only to do the ratzon Hashem, then we accept it all bi'ahava. And that is, says the Sfas Emes, this complaint of the Jewish people, this calamity, following the first one, which they ran from Har Sinai. There's so much in these series of psukim. They ran from Har Sinai. They needed to leave, but they didn't need to run. When they had money and gold and silver on the shores of the Yamsuf, then they wanted to stay. But from Har Sinai, they were quick to run. And then they enter into the desert, and it's one big complaint, when all Hashem wanted was for their benefit. In the words of the Chiddush Harim, as quoted here by the Sfas Emes, they didn't believe that the difficulties they were going through, that the journey they were on, was actually for their benefit. It was to get them to Eretz Yisrael quicker. And instead, they send spies, and it takes them 40 years. And that message, the Chiddush Erev, such a beautiful Chassidish message. Sometimes we're on difficult journeys, and we're on that journey. It's so painful. It's so hard. It's so difficult. And all we want to do is say, "What's the deal? Why is this happening? Why? When is this going to be over?" It's one complaint after another. That's what the Jews did. They just didn't see the end goal. They didn't understand that Hashem was guiding them, moving them quickly. Yes, in a difficult way. That's the only way they were going to get to Eretz Yisrael. And that would have been enough. That would have been the only Yisurah they would have had to have gone through. They would have entered Eretz Yisrael. They didn't believe that everything that Hashem does for us is for our good. Because sometimes what we experience is difficult. What we experience is painful. It's hard to see that. They didn't see that, says the Chiddush Erev. So all they did is they complained. And that was this Poronius. That was this calamity, the second one right after the inverted nuns, in which Hashem tried to hurry them through the desert to get them to Eretz Yisrael, their final destination. And instead, the difficult journey was only met with complaints and unhappiness, and not the pasuk of Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, pull me after you and I will run towards you. That really is the attitude. What you're doing to me is for my own good. It's for my benefit, and I just want to follow after you. Halavai, we should be zeicha to be able to do so always. Wishing you all a wonderful, amazing Shabbos.